The ground is soaked with the blood of your comrades. Sparks occasionally pop from the smoking remains of computer terminals and weapon prototypes. Pooling rainwater drools in from bullet holes left in the ceiling, and bodies and bullet casings litter the floor.
Fuck me.
We should probably get our things and go then.
Yeah. Let's find out if there's anything we can salvage. Get the fuck out of here. Go to ground again.
Yeah, before we step in, is there anything does it feel like there's anybody left in this room?
You can give me an investigate.
Sure. I put character stats behind the Audacity file. Here we go. I have one genius.
Hey, the star. A new path reveals itself.
Okay, I'll take that.
You get one question.
Let's see. So, I had these memorized so long ago.
What's hidden here? What happened here recently?
Yeah, I think I probably want what's hidden here. Sorry. I want what complications should I be wary of?
What complications should you be wary of?
Yeah, I think that's the same question, but you know.
Yeah, totally. You survey the hideout. It's basically just one large, chamber of this city drainage system that you've managed to kind of wall off so that it does not flood with water. And you inspect the bodies. Everybody is dead. Any equipment of use is broken. But as you continue to just look over everything and try to confirm, you do see that there is a single computer monitor that is suspiciously untouched. Like, it has no damage to it whatsoever. No debris got on it. The screen isn't cracked. It didn't even get any blood splatter.
Does it look like it was here? Is it one of our monitors, or was it placed there?
It's one of your monitors.
Okay. Do I even feel brave enough to check?
I do.
Okay.
Tacit glances at Cascade and then looks back at the monitor and walks toward it.
I think Cascade just says, "Make it quick."
Of course. Hopefully they're concise about it. I check the monitor.
Okay, yeah, you turn the monitor on and it crackles to life. There is a somewhat staticky image of a figure in all black power armor, but that maybe implies something bulky. This is a very sleek and looks like agile build. Almost imagine like a Kamen Rider suit type thing, right? But less like leather and more just like plates of this very reflective black material, almost like obsidian, with a matching black motorcycle helmet that looks into the camera and says, "Oh, there you are. Took you longer than I thought it would."
What do you got to say to us?
Oh, I think I've said all about I have to say to you. He sort of gestures, implying to look around the room.
Yeah, I got that message, so why the fuck are you doing this?
I just thought you might have a rebuttal.
My rebuttal is if you ever show your face to me, I'm gonna fucking kill you.
Yeah? You wanna give it a try?
Fuck off, dude. I turn off the monitor.
Okay.
You know what? And then I stick a blade right through the monitor.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I walk away from it and just say the Cascade. Just want to brag, I guess. Nothing worth saying.
They always do.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
But what about Brock Spock?
He's gone, man. I'm sorry. They all are.
He was gonna lead the counter-propaganda campaign.
Yeah. We're gonna have to do that ourselves now. Find some new folks to help out. Gonna have to lay low for a bit.
Lay low?
They hit back hard. But when they do that, it's because they want to send a message. Because they get fucking nervous.
Oh, we so just... we've got them on the back foot.
No. No, kid, we don't.
We're probably... They want us to think that we're weaker than we really are, and actually, we're stronger.
We are strong, but... There's also the collateral we have to consider. When we push, they push back. We got... Well... I don't know. Maybe we got careless. Maybe there wasn't anything we could have done different, but
No.
Be careful.
I've seen this before. If they're attacking, that means that they're on the edge of the collapse. They're probably wrought with internal strife already, and just one good strike in just the right spot will bring him down, right? And that's a job for us.
If that was how this worked, we would have already won.
Oh.
Wi-Fi, your eye catches Brock Spock's body amidst all the others littering the floor. And as you see it, a message kind of almost inserts itself into your mind that says, a hero is someone who kills bad guys.
A hero is someone who kills bad guys.
Do we hear Wi-Fi say that?
I'm going to say, yeah, I think that's an audible whisper.
Okay. That's a... Well... That is a thing we do, but it's not the reason we do it. We aren't here to kill.
We can win without kill?
No.
Oh.
But there... No, but there are... It is an unfortunate part of the job that to push back, that is the avenue that we have that works.
Don't we have anyone that likes killing?
No one should like killing.
But if you have to do it, isn't it better to like it?
No.
No, I don't think so.
Oh. Okay, let's go.
Look, I get it. Every night I go to sleep, and Spring isn't with me, next to me, I get real tempted to just get back up and fucking walk right into the city and take out as many of those fuckers as I can. But what the hell good would that do? You know?
Well, you'd be awesome. You'd be like Liam Neeson.
Yeah, sure. They'll sing stories about the tragedy of the woman who was so heartbroken she committed suicide by cop. That'll be a fantastic thing to sing about. But what would I have actually done? I'll just be a bullet-riddled corpse on... the streets, and if my wife is out there somewhere, that's all she'll ever see of me. And if she's not, if she's already dead, then that's both of us gone, no longer helping anybody.
So what should we do to help?
We should find some people who need us, who are struggling. Ask them what we can do. Sometimes that's setting up infrastructure, fixing things. Sometimes it is protecting them from these fucking drones with miniguns. Whoever's heard of surveillance drones that have miniguns? I mean, come on, you're giving the fucking game away with that one. The point is, there's a lot of ways to be a hero. Being a hero is doing what people need. Not necessarily what you want.
Being a hero is about helping other people. Okay, I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll do for now.
Wi-Fi, I do think you get another just like ping of a hero is someone who kills bad guys.
Synthesis routine. A hero is someone who kills bad guys to help other people.
Kinda can't get you off that point, huh?
We'll work on that. what's the structure of, geographically, what is the structure of this city?
I think it is relative, like, it's probably only about, a little bigger than, the downtown area of a modern city. Vaguely circular, but not, it's ruled by the machine. It is precisely circular, with the machine tower at the dead center of it, and several streets kind of going out like spokes of a wheel.
Okay, are we on, one of the outer spokes?
Or? I think you'd be towards the edge of the wheel. Yeah. You have this hideout where there probably were some cots or something, but you definitely also would have a domicile you could return to that you would, not want to mix your resistance business with. This is for coming down to work and converse with people in secret. And maybe you pulled some all-nighters or you've stayed the night here, but it is not your, primary residence.
Then I guess we'll go back to our primary residence, being pretty careful to, take a circuitous route to try and shake off anyone who might be trying to tail us.
Okay, give me an Ellie draw to see how well you do with that.
Okay, that's going to be two.
Two, that is
going
to be... Can
I sabotage that?
What's that?
Oh. Can I sabotage that?
Oh, that's fucked up.
Now,
that's
why do you want to sabotage it? Tell me more.
Well, I mean, I kind of don't like the idea of, we're just going to, run away with our tail behind our legs, and we're going to run back home, and we should be fighting the bad guys.
Okay.
So if the bad guys find us, then we'll fight them sooner.
Okay. Well, yes, you've said you're sabotaging, so Phantom Clock goes up by one.
Oh, boy.
And so we're at 2 o'clock here. But, you do have the moon and the hanged man, so...
Oh, well,
So which one of these do you want to delete, Wi-Fi?
I'm going to delete the moon.
Okay.
All right.
Then we're playing the hanged man. You must make an impossible choice. So let me think here. You are pretty close to the edge of the city because that is where the surveillance would be the lightest, right? You would have to head inward toward the city to get back to where you actually live, assume sort of your quote unquote civilian life. But I think as you emerge onto the city streets, it's still storming, it's still raining, it's still black out here. And, everything is just lit by just lights in the windows of the buildings. And, you see the, cameras that are very prominently posted everywhere because they want you to know that they're watching. There are hovering drones, like you said, with miniguns, sort of hovering around on the streets. And if you really want to lay low, the answer would be to turn around and retreat into the wasteland, which, as I said, has nothing in it. Now, when the storm breaks, you probably have put together some kind of, solar power sources for yourselves. So you're not going to, starve to death out there. But it's not going to be fun, and you will also, even though you're getting away from the machines, you are exposed and out in the open. So you can either... You're going to get seen. If you try to push into the city, it is simply, it gets denser and denser as you go that way. And you can try to deal with the consequences of that, or you can retreat fully into the wasteland where there's no machines, but also no anything else.
I think this is probably a decision I shouldn't make just on my own.
Right.
I think I probably will ask Cascade, there's too much heat on us. We're not going to be able to get back home without being seen.
No. And everybody is pretty banged up still, right?
Yeah, you should all have recovered one damage from that. So, so Wi-Fi would be up to... You bounce back to... I guess you're at desperate, right? Yeah, you're at desperate.
Mm-hmm. Would it be desperate, or would it be desperate after the face death and then back up to battered?
You're right. You'd be battered. You'd be battered. Yes. You're still looking good, Cascade.
Yeah, I'm fine. Everything's
I went
cool
back
me.
Up to winded.
Winded. So,
Okay, so not... It could be worse.
It could be worse.
Well, when you say it like that...
But also, we may not want to, like, give away where our homes are right now.
I mean, they already came to the hideout. I guess there's no saying whether or not they know anything.
True.
I mean, the safest route is the wasteland, as awful as that is. And I think right now, pushing into the city is tempting fate, let's say.
All right. I trust you. Wasteland time.
Okay, I don't like the wasteland. There's not a lot of routers there.
That's true. You
have to be brave.
Yeah. Not a lot of bread either, unfortunately. So we're all making sacrifices here.
Okay. Then you, retreat out into the wasteland. The ground is just, like, cracked and dry. And even though you're in this just horrid downpour, it is, like, the earth is just swallowing these torrents of water and seemingly not getting any less dried out. You just sort of trudge through, this just completely desolate landscape. You know, you have powerful cyborg bodies that can carry you a long way, so you can get pretty far from the lights of the city, but there's truly nothing out here. But, you know, there's a ground you can sleep on, under the rain.
Yeah. No, nothing to make any kind of covering out of, we're just kind of out.
You could maybe sort of, like, scoop up some handfuls of dirt and kind of shallowly bury yourself alive.
I see.
Mud bed.
You make it sound so appealing.
Yeah, that, I'm sure that'd be great for my various gears.
There's maybe a couple, like, rocks, but none that are, like, big enough to have an overhang to get under, you know?
Okay. Do we just... God. Now that we're out here, Cascade is like, so do you want to just, like, circle the city and go back in? What was your thought here?
I mean, my thought was that... I don't know. Security is probably pretty heightened right now. If there is someone after us, then they're probably going to be coming for us pretty soon. Might not be good to take that into the place we live.
Yeah, no. But you want to just wait a few hours and then go back? Like, we can't stay out here forever.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll give it a night.
Does it feel good to cover yourself in mud as a human?
I mean, it can if you're, like, really hot.
Because humans are made out of mud, right?
Well, humans are made out of a lot of stuff, like, mostly water, but, like, also carbon and, fuck, I'm not the scientist.
Name a second element challenge.
Isn't that what mud is? Water and carbon?
Shit, buddy, I don't know.
You know, Wi-Fi, I think you have a better way to answer that than I do.
I don't have a good connection out here, so I'm, like, a little bit loopy.
I mean, I guess Wi-Fi's got a point. That's, like, a myth or some shit, right? Like, God formed us out of clay or some shit like that, right?
Yeah, it's from the mythology that's motivated so many heroes, Christianity.
Can't say I know much about it.
Well, God, I guess, you know, God made us out of clay, then we made shit out of metal, and we modified our shit the same way, so, you know.
Yeah, it's almost like humans have become the creators.
Kinda. Though, I mean, there's a lot of animals that create stuff, you know?
But beavers don't really serve their creations.
What's a beaver?
Oh my god, you've never heard of beavers? They're so cute. They like build dams, or well, they used to before, you know, all that. But my point is that it's like humans created machines, but now humans are serving the machine? Like, what's up with that?
I don't know.
Guy who built the machine decided that it would be best if, you know, he and the machine were in charge.
Yeah.
But one man can't decide that. That everyone serves the machine.
I mean, they can if that man has enough money and power. If he's got the access to all the biggest guns.
But couldn't the people rise up?
Well, that's what we're doing. Or trying to do, anyway.
It's only the three of us.
Right now, it's only the three of us. But it has not always been just the three of us. It will not always be just the three of us. And I would almost say it's not even just the three of us right now. We just don't know where the rest are.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's not necessarily safe to broadcast that you're big, hard resistance fighters. I mean, you just saw what happened to our buddies. We got lucky. The three of us. There are people out there. They're just, you know, being careful about it.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you stay the night out here. I guess if part of the desire here is to get yourselves healed up before I put you back in the grinder, we can do downtime, but it might look a little weird.
I don't think that was really my intent. It
sure.
was more, yeah.
I'm just, you know, if that is, if, you know.
Yeah, the intent here was if there are people following us, like it was implied by the obsidian armor weirdo.
Right.
That like by going out here, if they do follow us, then we will have a pretty unobstructed and also unobstructed area to have a fight in that also won't cause a lot of collateral damage.
Okay.
If no one comes after us after several hours, then it's probably okay to go back home, or at the very least, like they are deliberately waiting for us to go back home anyway, in which case there's not much we can do about it.
Wi-Fi, why don't you give me a dredge?
Sure. My biz is two?
Biz is two, that is fortune or the devil.
The Wheel of Fortune.
Wheel of Fortune, you're at the mercy of the fates. Wi-Fi, your signal is poor out here. It's actually, like, takes a little bit more concentration to manifest, like, your hard light construct. But you can kind of reach into the city network to determine whether you are being pursued, and you're not. You scour the network for whatever you can find. They're not waiting at Tacit or Cascade's homes. They're not planning an ambush. Not exactly. The person that talked to you on the monitor is waiting at the central plaza of the tower for you to come to him. You want to be heroes, come be a hero.
Okay, then I think I wake up Tacit and Cascade and tell them all about it.
Seriously, just gonna wait there?
He's throwing down the gauntlet.
Okay, but this is like clearly a trap. Like, this is so obviously a trap.
Yeah. Do we have any other options?
I guess not. I mean, like, it'll be hovering over our heads the entire time if we don't do it, right?
I mean, Tacit, look at us. Do you think we're not going to draw attention? Do you think we can just go back to civilian life?
No. I don't know. I'd like to.
Well, when you figure out how to unscrew all this stuff on you, we can have that discussion, but for now, if we're ready to go, we should go.
And we should bring the people with us.
We should not do that.
But that's what we're supposed to do, right? We're supposed to make the people rise up.
I mean, can you give them some armor to protect them from high caliber bullets?
I think I can, actually.
While that may be true, it didn't save our friends before.
Wi-Fi. You're good at calculations.
That's right, I passed calculus.
Okay. I want you to imagine we've brought, like, heck, let's be extremely generous and say we've managed to convince 100 people to come with us.
Yeah.
100 just, like, completely untrained civilians, have probably never picked up a weapon in their life, don't know necessarily how to work it, probably have shit aim, and take them into a fight with a guy who has been trained and designed specifically to murder people. How does that work out for those 100 people?
Well, I'm not talking about bringing the weak people. I'm talking about all the people who were, you know, in their own little resistance cells, like you were just talking about.
We don't know where they are.
That's why we put out the call.
Not everybody
is ready. This is the moment. This is where the good guys meet the bad guy in the field of battle.
The only moment this is the moment after our friends died.
You're such a bummer.
Yeah, somebody has to be. If you're going to be the idealist, I'll be the opposite.
So we just have to face this guy, just the three of us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know it sucks, but it would be irresponsible to ask anybody else to just, like, out themselves to make us feel better about what we're doing.
Okay.
If we're not enough to kill this guy, then we're not enough.
Then let's go.
All right.
Agreed.
All right, yeah. You start heading back into the city. I think a few early streaks of daylight are starting to puncture through the clouds. It's early dawn at this point. The rain is still coming down, but starting to let up as you reapproach the city limits. A flying drone spots you, but doesn't do anything. It just watches.
I give it a finger.
Yeah, it does not react.
I would actually love to communicate with all of the camera drones and various cameras of the city to broadcast this fight on all screens.
Ooh, give me a glam.
Aww.
One glam.
Strength, you triumph through force.
Oh no! Oh no!
Give me your little speech here to convince it.
This is the moment where everything is decided. This is when the three greatest resistance fighters of the city meet with the city's most evil lieutenant. Good or evil, win or lose, it will all be decided here. And so everyone should get a chance to watch.
It sort of like looks at you and lowers. Its gun is like pointed downwards. It is not aiming at you at all. And it just kind of hovers close to you. And then kind of like wiggles a little and turns and starts floating towards the city. You, Wi-Fi, you specifically have the impression that it wants the three of you to follow it.
Oh, it's leading us.
All right, sure.
Okay, yeah.
You get past sort of the initial sort of wall of buildings into the city proper. And yes, Wi-Fi, you can see there are camera drones perched everywhere, all... Any in line of sight with you are aimed at you. Every screen that you can see on the sides of buildings, inside shop windows, they are all broadcasting you as you head down the city streets. And the drone kind of stops at a set of three motorcycles parked on the curb.
I'm imagining this like Matrix Revolutions, all the Smiths are watching.
Yeah.
Motorcycles, awesome.
What a gift now.
Well, hey, Wi-Fi, you've always wanted to ride one of these, right?
Yeah, they're so cool, because they're so dangerous.
They are pretty cool. It's nice to feel the wind rush past your hair.
Vroom, vroom.
Wi-Fi, as soon as you touch one of the bikes, there is a super loud ka-choom as big blast shields shoot up and, like, at each intersection, a set of blast shields shoot up to kind of pin you down so that there is only one street available for you to drive down, and it is the street straight to the heart of the city.
Yep.
They're being real theatrical about this, aren't they?
Well, it's being filmed now, so...
Yeah, I'm starting to see why they're doing this.
It's because they want to see us lose, but we're going to prove that we can win.
We will do our best, Wi-Fi, but... you have to consider the other option.
What?
No, now, you know what? Actually, look, if they're filming us, fucking fine. Let's put on the show. We're gonna fucking kick their asses.
Yeah, don't be such a Debbie Downer.
Okay. I'm with you.
Tacit revs the motorcycle engine and goes, God damn, I've missed these things. And pulls out and, like, does a wheelie and kind of winks at Wi-Fi.
Yeah, we're awesome. We're awesome driving the motorcycles, popping a wheelie, feeling the wind through our hair.
Who is leading? It sounds like Tacit is.
It sounds like Tacit is, yeah.
Okay, then the three of you rev the engines and take off down the street. Tacit, give me an Ellie draw.
Okay, that's another two.
It's another two that is going to be the Tower and the Priestess.
All right.
High Priestess, rather.
That is Crystal's Resonant.
You have to fucking take it. You have to fucking take it.
Yeah, okay. I'll take the High Priestess.
And you get to bounce that back into the deck, so don't worry about it.
Oh, right, yeah, because of my my boon, right?
Yeah.
Yes, so it does go back to the deck along with the Tower.
All right, I will go ahead and mark off that boon now.
Yeah, so go ahead and just strike through on that one rather than bold.
Yeah.
Yep.
Then, as you are careening down the main street of the city, up ahead, there is suddenly another loud sound as a blast shield bursts up directly in front of you. Your situational awareness is enough that you catch that one of the side streets has opened up and you kind of do a sick... like deep drift, like your knee kind of scraping the asphalt to take a hard 90 degree turn down the street you're being corralled down. And the other two are, you know, able to follow you. You nearly lose control of the bike, but you manage to kind of steady it. You are now on kind of one of the sort of circular streets that sort of circumscribes the city. There's kind of concentric circles and you're kind of like halfway in. As you do, you are heading straight for another one of the main kind of spoke streets, but overhead is the elevated train that services kind of the whole city, kind of runs through the center of it. This street is parallel to it, and you're getting, you can see corralled onto the street that runs parallel to the L train, just as a train starts barreling down the tracks above you with the back car of it has a cannon mounted onto it that begins to aim towards you.
Hey, I thought you wanted to fight us yourself.
It fires. What do you do?
Well, I have an idea, but before I do that, Molly, did you want to take an action or?
No, go ahead.
I'm going to say because you played a neutral card, any kind of evasive maneuver here, I'm going to give you -1 forward on as a...
That's okay. I wasn't planning on evading. Okay. I was just going to cut the bullet in. I was just going to cut the shell in half.
Okay, yeah, give me a scrap.
Okay, that'll be three.
Three, that is Temperance, the Devil, and the Tower.
Oh my god.
Well, I guess I'll take Temperance so I can get Molly's Dissonant out.
Yeah. You are met with an equal and opposite reaction. You played a neutral card while scrapping, which means the High Priestess is
Newton,
trashed.
Newton, you son of a bitch.
And yet you bare one of your swords and just cut the... I'm actually like a very like Kirby-ass, just giant black sphere got fired at you. And you like cut it in half and the two sides slam into the pavement on either side of you and explode. And you're able to like speed through it, but you are burned by the explosion. Advance your damage track for me as you advance through.
I'm now battered.
And the other two rush through it as well. Let's see. Well, Cascade, what do you do as the cannon readies to take another shot?
So it's an elevated train, yes?
Yeah.
Is there anything nearby that looks like it might be, you know, rampable?
Rampable. In the event that there was, talk me through what it would look like.
I mean, you know, it's kind of a classic. I'm just trying to, you know, I'm on a motorcycle.
Totally.
I'm going to try and catch air and try and land on top of the cannon if I can.
Okay, then yeah, I will say you can see, yes, like a, one of those, like, larger, like, tow trucks that you ramp the car up onto.
Okay, yeah, sure. I mean, I'll give it a shot.
Yeah. Give me, that sounds like an Ellie to me.
Well, that's a one.
And you do know what's left
in
the deck.
I do know what the two cards in the deck are.
It's the tower, baby.
Yeah, just tower me. Just
women love the tower.
It's not the tower I want.
The cannon trains on you, Cascade, and you ramp up. The problem with this is that when you ramp off of something into the air on a land-based vehicle, you have an extremely predictable trajectory.
Yeah.
And the cannon can lead its shot perfectly to just shoot you out of the sky. Your bike is destroyed as you are slammed down into the pavement, advance your damage track, and Wi-Fi, you are like about to hit Cascade. What do you do?
I'm about to hit Cascade? That's a problem.
Yeah, she like landed right in front of you.
Yeah, so I guess what I want to do is sort of, you know how you can do like a kickflip with like a skateboard? I could probably do that with like a motorcycle, right?
Sure.
Kickflip over.
You're gonna fucking kickflip me on the head.
That sounds like another Ellie draw to me. You've got two Ellie. You know one of them's the devil. Let me shuffle the discard and tell you what the other one is. What a fun time.
This is fantastic. This is great.
The other one is the chariot, which feels very appropriate.
Yeah, the chariot. I'm gonna exceed my own limits.
Okay. You exceed your own limits, then yes, you do a perfect kickflip over Cascade and continue speeding off to catch up to Tacit. I think the downside here of this being a neutral card is you have left Cascade behind. You're too busy exceeding your limits to, like, you know, help your friend.
Only one speed for heroes.
Only one speed for heroes! Tacit, the cannon is lining up another shot.
Oh, gosh. Let me think.
If Wi-Fi wants to do something, too, that's also... You could just have a reaction there, so I'll let you two kind of collab on this one.
Oh, yeah. Crystal, do you have an idea?
Oh, the cannon's just trying to fire at you?
Yeah, the cannon's going to take another shot at Tacit.
Well, the cannon... If we think about the physics here, you can go under the cannon shot, right? So why not just stay low?
That's true. It is an elevated train. I'll probably just like try and maneuver myself underneath the track.
Okay. I think the blast shields are kind of blocking that option, but if you have an idea to like get over them, I'm willing to hear it. They're about like 10 feet high, let's say. But like this, I think it's a viable strategy. It's gonna be a little bit of a taking some doing.
Wall ride.
Can I teleport the bike with me?
Right, you can teleport. So long as you... What's the... So long as you use it to protect someone in distress.
Yeah.
Now, you are in distress. Does that count?
I'm going to say no.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it feels like a no.
Yeah.
So I think I would take a die by the blade for this.
Okay. Then, yeah, I do think you can teleport away to take a dive by the blade. What penalty do you want here?
I guess the other option would be, like, I teleport to Cascade to pick her up and then go under.
That's true. Well, and I would also say the cannon's lining up a shot on you right now. If you teleport back 100 feet, like, yeah, it'll miss you.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I think I will do...
I guess I am in danger.
I'd say yeah. you just got shot by a cannon out of the sky. Yeah. I think that qualifies.
Yeah, I will use... I will use Live by the Blade to teleport myself and the bike to Cascade to pick her up.
Okay, yeah, I think you do that, and you've fallen behind at this point now, but you do grab Cascade onto your bike. Wi-Fi, that does leave you alone with the cannon, and with you as the only, like, easily available target, it starts to retrain on you.
That's no issue for me, because being back in the city is like... being high on oxygen, I'm so good at math, I can simply weave in between the fire.
So I will throw this, you can totally attempt to do that. If you guys do nothing but keep dodging this cannon fire, you might need, you know... I mean, I guess you have a destination. I guess I can't just say this works like a video game boss fight where the city street just loops forever.
I mean, you did put us in a circle.
You know what? I did put you in a circle. Yes, you are circling. I already solved this problem. Way to go, past me.
No, why'd you help him?
Okay. Because I was going to use the circle.
Okay. You're right. No dodging. Instead, what I need to do, I need to wall ride and then kickflip off the wall to get to the train.
Wi-Fi is a very kickflip focused character, huh?
All right, that's going to be another 2, Ellie. That is the Empress or the Fool.
The Empress.
The Empress, you create something. Okay, yeah, you veer. I think you kind of use your Eidolon to make, like, a little bit of a hard light ramp to, like, to turn the wall into a half pipe so that you can get up onto the wall. And then, yes, kickflip off of it. And I think you you land sideways on the track, so you are grinding with the motorcycle down the train track. And the cannon is turning backwards to take a fire behind it. What's the plan?
Well, if it fires behind it, all I have to do is dodge the shot and then it blows up its own rail?
Give me a reveal your master plan.
Of course. My genius is 3.
Strength, temperance, or the Hierophant?
Temperance.
Temperance is an equal opposite reaction. Okay, I mean, yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense. You blow up, you like do another kickflip, and now you're driving straight to like jump over the cannon shot, and the track behind it is destroyed. So yes, when the train makes another full circuit, it will derail itself. But in the meantime, you know, there's going to be some time before that. And I think as it's looping back around, it's starting to catch back up to where Cascade and Tacit were left. And it's going to start trying to shoot at them again.
Okay. By the way, I'm going to say that the boon I took was reverse your damage track once.
So, Sounds good.
Okay. I am now back at winded. Yay.
Yay.
Okay, so I guess we should probably fucking book it.
I mean, do we stay ahead of the train, or do we try to, you know, do something about it?
Yeah, true.
I don't think we know, unless I assume...
I think you would have seen what happened. Yeah.
How long is
Cascade, could you,
circuit?
Like, fuck up its firing algorithms?
I mean, I need to reach the firing algorithms, but presumably yes.
Okay, well, guess what? I can help with that.
That is true.
This might be a die by the blade.
This is definitely a die by the blade.
This is absolutely
yes.
a die by the
yeah,
blade.
Yeah, so I'm going to teleport us onto the train.
Okay.
So that way Cascade can get close enough to try and infect it. So, yeah, I guess I will take a penalty. I'll take the Phantom Clock.
Okay. The Phantom Clock is up to 3, so the next action gets -1 forward.
Great.
Oh, whoops.
Fantastic.
And I think that's enough of a downside that I'm not going to make you draw to, like, aim this. I think you just, disappear and reappear on top of the train and Cascade. You are lined up and ready to go here.
Okay, I will try and make the cannon rebel.
Okay, did you still have one hold from when you did your resonant last time?
I believe I did, yes.
Then I think you get to skip having to deal with this minus one forward.
Does that one get to stick? Okay, hey, I'm not
gonna I think we'll play it fast and loose here. I think so.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
It's a resonant effect. It feels fair to let you get the full effect of it, you know?
Yeah, I don't think I used both.
I think you only used one. Yeah.
I don't think recall I only used the both.
One. Then
yeah.
Yeah, you touch the firing algorithm and cause it to rebel. Then in that case, it is going to, how is this going to look? I think the cannon points straight up into the sky and starts firing just shells into the air that explode like fireworks until it has a clear shot at one of the blast doors keeping you corralled into this circular street. And it fires at that to blow it open. And then it just aims straight down and blows itself up. And your position, because you have a positive card here, so that the explosion just propels you in a really cool badass way instead of absolutely. Hurting you.
Instead of exploding me, yeah.
Yeah.
Hooray.
Now, Wi-Fi, you did watch, you know, your genius master plan just kind of, oh, they kind of just made the train self-destruct. Well, that's fine.
It's teamwork.
That's right.
But yeah, the path is now opened up towards the Tower Plaza.
Okay.
Yeah, I catch up to everyone. Give Cascade a high five. You did a great job back there.
Yeah, thanks, kid.
Yeah, that was a good one, sis.
Yeah. Let's just get to the damn plaza.
As you begin, you know, you've lost your bikes at this point. So it's you've just kind of got to walk the, 10, 15 blocks that you still have to go to get there. And I think as you do, kind of a speck on the horizon in the shadow of the tower is the figure from the monitor. And over various loudspeakers throughout the city, he said, "Boy, for a minute you had me going. I didn't think you were going to show."
"What are we, a bunch of cowards?"
"That's sure what it looked like."
"Just had to take a nap." Can't win the day without a good night's sleep.
Wi-Fi, you're making us look uncool.
There was a 60% probability that killing all of your allies would destroy your morale, and we wouldn't have to resort to any more bloodshed today. Which would have been a real shame.
Well, we're not usually ones for theatrics.
But this time, our theatrics are going to inspire the whole city.
Yeah, you think so?
That's right. Even if we lose here, we've created an opportunity for all the other resistance cells.
All the other resistance cells? What other resistance cells?
Well, they're secrets, so we don't know about them, but they definitely exist.
Oh my god, you're even stupider than I thought you were.
You think I'm stupid for believing in people?
Yes. What? I can't imagine a stupider thing to believe in.
Tell him how he's wrong, Tacit.
Really? You can't think of a stupider thing to believe in? You mean, like, the thing you're doing right now? What, you think it makes you cool and the good guys to just kill a bunch of, you know, people who were trying to defend their fellow citizens?
I think you mean kill a bunch of terrorists that were about to threaten the safety of this city.
Oh, right. Yeah, sure. Terrorists. Doing the terror of destroying surveillance drones that are equipped with miniguns that shoot people for sneezing the wrong way. Yeah, that's the real terror, is those guys.
Cascade, do you have any dramatic cool speeches to give as you approach here?
I don't. I really don't. I think Cascade is just, oh my god, Wi-Fi keeps talking, and Wi-Fi just keeps talking.
Then I think you make it to the Tower Plaza, and this guy is just standing with his arms crossed, you know, kind of feet planted.
All right, so how are we doing this? There going to be some sort of bell that chimes, waiting for a clock tower to strike?
I thought you were a cool rebel. You're going to follow the rules of a fight?
Okay. So we go first. Got it. All right, then.
Last chance. You could just go home.
Could we? Really? Could we?
We had to blow up a train to come here. We're not going to just go back.
You could absolutely. All we want is to maintain order. If you're willing to submit to that order, then we've got no beef with you.
You maintain order through fear and death. What kind of existence is that?
I don't know. You spent a few hours out of the city. A better one than anyone else is going to give you.
Yeah, I think that's kind of a byproduct of you rather than a salvation you're providing.
Look, tell you what, neither of us are here to try and convince each other with speeches. If that were possible, you wouldn't have slaughtered all of our friends. So, tell you what, you answer one question of mine, honestly, and then I will give you what you want and charge at you with my blades.
Shoot.
Is my wife alive?
The black motorcycle helmet shimmers. You realize that it is the same hard light that Wi-Fi uses, and it gradually dissolves, revealing the face of Spring Penrose, your wife.
Oh, come the fuck on.
And the ground of the plaza bursts open, and you fall into a deep, deep chasm.
Thanks for listening to Eidolon Proto. If you enjoy what we do here, you can support our work at patreon.com/EidolonPlaytest. For $1 a month, you get access to main episodes of the podcast a week before they go up on the free feed. At $3 a month, you can listen to two extra monthly podcasts, Eidolon Playlist, where we discuss and rank songs that inspired the show, and Design Sessions, where Luke and Molly are designing Threadspinner. It's normally a monthly podcast, but there have been 7 whole episodes released since January as they work to finish up the first draft of the new game system. At the $5 level, you can actually read the current Threadspinner draft for yourself. You'll also get your name read out on the show. And at $10 a month, you unlock the official Eidolon soundtracks, as well as our monthly grab bag content, which includes things like Let's Plays of Toho games, movie reviews, and even an experimental improv comedy miniseries called The Tower, where Maxie and I play 2 spellcasters attempting to renovate an abandoned wizard tower. If you can't support us monetarily, we would love it if you would recommend Eidolon Playtest to your friends, talk about it on social media, or even just let us know what you liked about the latest episode on the official Audio Entropy Discord, which you can find a link to at audioentropy.com. A special thank you goes out to our Patreon supporters: Juniper, Dad Inside, Tony Androsky, Someone Else, Andre, Rose Eclipse, Nebulous Harmony, the one and only Beretta, Fiona Finale, Alexander Moore, Mary Painter, Great Big James, Sersha.exe, Hatate Himejoshi, Chelsea Farner, Dexter Sinister, Fair Majesty Empress Quintilian Galaxian, Parhelion_System, Bren, Ian Urbina, Brule, Ajani Fan Club, LV, Ruby Shine, and Tatimona. Thank you all so much for your generous support. The next episode of Eidolon Proto will release on April 13th for Patreon subscribers, and April 20th for everyone else. We'll see you there. Are there, like, smaller pockets of, like, districts or subdivisions that have like people who have been there for a while, have like an established space?
I mean, yes. I guess I need more detail about what specifically you're wanting to do here.
I'm wanting to find a place with buildings to sleep for the night and get a job.
Okay. I mean, yeah, you presumably already have that. You have, like, homes, right? Like, you would have somewhere you could go, yes.
I assumed that our home just got
obliterated. I thought that was this, yeah.
I mean, this is your hideout. Yeah. Home? Yeah, okay. Let's all reset. We're talking in circles. Okay.
Because I no longer know what you think we are doing.
Well, I'll tell you. You turned off the guy who was going to give you the prompt for the episode.
Well, he shouldn't have been such a fucking asshole then.
So I'm scrambling a little, Iris.
He should have given me a reason to let him keep talking.
He was daring you to come fight him.
I don't want to. Fuck him. That's clearly a trap. I'm not stupid.
Okay. Let's all just take a step back, reevaluate here.
All right.
And we're gonna end it there.
Damn, wife reveal fast.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't give me, oh, another hero that died in the Proto Man story and not have this exact plot twist. You can't give me a Proto Man and not have me Proto Man them.
I'm so glad we have a Proto Man.
You gotta have a Proto Man.
I'm sorry that got a little hinky at the beginning.
No, it was fine. I thought it ended up pretty good.
I like where we got, but yeah, it was just like, oh wait, no, they're not doing the thing. I have one thing planned. Oh no. Iris is grilling me about like the fucking infrastructure of this city. I don't have any of that. It's a Proto Man rock opera world. It doesn't have any fucking
This
cult.
Is my fucking payback for Atropos going like, no, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do the storyline. I just want to sit here. I'm a Tropos.
Damn. Like, wait, you turned it off. We were going to have, like, a fun villain repartee. I had, like, a whole thing. Oh, no.
We need to break the cycle of revenge.
After all of your experience with so many of us doing this exact thing to your villains.
I know. You just refuse. I cannot give you a genre that is pulpy enough for you to just be a fucking pulp hero. And then you come to me and complain about how I roleplay.
We gotta bury this hatchet. We gotta start fresh.
Okay, I will play along with your fun villain speeches from now on, I promise.